Hello, everyone. Welcome to Post Show on Patreon. Cass is here. We are ready to talk about what the heck just happened in the previous episode. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thoughts, comments, suggestions, concerns? Where do you guys stand?
I appreciate that there was way less blood.
Way less.
Yeah, there was quite a bit less.
Yeah. Clones.
I mean, there... Clones is what you think?
Wow, we're jumping into it. Okay.
Straight up.
I actually
saw someone say that in the chat, and I was like, that is, yeah. I'm upset because I'm just like, why is this suddenly like happened kind of like out of nowhere when we were still processing the other like Alistair situation? And it's like they all know where they all are at all times. It's really.
Maybe.
I hate that.
Maybe. I don't know that. Oh, so go for it. Yeah. I want to hear your thoughts on this.
That explains why he's not that upset about actually killing and tying up his grandfather. Because it's not his grandfather. It's him or his clone that maybe lived for a long time in a different time period. So he aged more, but then now they're meeting up in the same time period.
Mm. Yeah. It definitely speaks to why old Alistair would be worried about the portals. There's certainly something to do with that, I would think. But who knows?
Maybe if Alistair had told us anything, we would have, I don't know, made better decisions. But he told us nothing.
That's
so
true.
The mystery.
He made his own bed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame that I'm also Alistair, so like I didn't want to tell you. Real shame about that.
The whole shadowy figure sneaking up on us at night thing was very spooky, especially because we were all by ourselves. You know, that wouldn't have been nearly as scary if we were in a group, but because you did it to us one by one, that was like made it very, very a spooky experience.
Good. That was the whole point. But it's one of those things where there's like multiple tiers of problems that you have. You have your local problem of the originals and people at school judging you. You have sort of a bigger problem, the fact that there is this agency tracking you down. You have an even bigger problem that there's these balls that this Alistair person and or Alistair's is after. And then hovering over all of that, there's still a monster out there. So, it's not easy what the four of you are going through. And trust me, you will have to deal with all of these at some point.
We still haven't talked about our dreams to each other. Like, I don't think...
We still haven't.
Like, other
what do you think of
Eddie
those?
We haven't actually disclosed our dreams like at all, but we all had bad dreams the same night.
Yeah, what do you think about that? What are your thoughts on the dreams?
Hmm.
I think we put enough energy into those balls that they could open up a portal at any time.
Maybe, but that was a dream, right? That was Fern's dream. That wasn't real.
Or was it?
I mean, here's the thing about that dream is that it kind of tells us that there's another set of balls and they are on the opposite side of these other balls because Fern did see them, but she wasn't able to get to them. So it's quite possible someone else knows the location of these other balls and can somehow like open their own portal to like our side. Like maybe they're all connected that way.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Because in her dream, it almost felt like they were being used, like the balls were being they were in use without anyone doing anything to them. That was in her dream, but
weren't the people like the people that you saw? Weren't they facing towards the forest?
Mm-hmm. They came to Fern's house, and that one guy like went on his stomach, and then came back up. And then they started walking towards the forest and they didn't acknowledge Fern at all. And when she honked the one guy on his nose, when she honked Frank on his nose, it turned into her brother.
So maybe they couldn't see you.
Yeah.
Like maybe they can see you, like how, like when we're separated, like when you're on the other side, we can't see you, but we can like hold on to the stick, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the rest of your dreams? Eddie, you had a dream where that figure from the shop talked to you, but you couldn't hear them.
Yeah, I couldn't hear him. And then it turned into the bird.
Yeah, Samantha, you had a crying girl that looked exactly like Fern. But it's the same girl that you apparently left when you were on the other side.
It's not a girl I left. It was a demon.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe it said, do not enter on it. That means it's like a demon inside. They look like a child to make you feel okay, and then they eat your face.
Maybe. Don't dead open inside.
Yeah. You all experienced something. Yeah.
Yeah. Ken? Although, like, Fern's stuff is always different from everybody else's, so that makes me think like it's a bigger deal. Like we woke up and physically saw people. Fern saw people, but then woke up.
Yeah.
Clarence didn't even have any contact with anybody, but he still had something in his dream.
Yep.
So maybe there's more to it. And it's not just a cool story thing. You know, I don't know. It's weird. What do you guys think about this one thing that I've been thinking about for a while is
anyway, how you killed somebody or attempted to?
Yeah. You're not your pages.
We'll get there. Don't worry.
When you went to the music store, like everything was still kind of the same, but like nasty. So does that mean that? Because we got the time travel stuff, like the pictures, maybe. But does that mean that it's just a different dimension where everything's raggedy and nasty? Or maybe like one where we mess up and did the end of the world thing with the balls and killed everything? Or is whatever's going to happen happening so soon that there's nothing from the future there yet?
I mean, if we make another apocalypse, maybe that would destroy the world.
Yeah.
Could always try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I just wonder, like, if it happened. Like, since we're involved and we have the balls, is what happens if it's a time thing? Do we do it? Or
because the other thing is that the jacket that the skeleton was wearing is the same one that the manager was wearing that I know of in, like, regular world. So I guess that's a connection that I don't think Eddie would have drawn quite yet.
Yeah.
But it's something to think about.
Yeah. It's like, whatever bad happens uh-huh, soon. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Interesting.
All these little crumbs Jesse's sprinkling around.
Maybe we should be more careful with the balls.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Nah.
What?
Still gonna try to figure safe, like though. One apocalypse.
Nope, they're safe.
Well, they definitely are, because no one can get in your base. Your base is off limits, so anything you keep in there is fine. Yeah. Okay, so moving forward, what do you think your plan is going to be?
Wait for Clarence?
You're just going to wait for Clarence? Clarence,
I mean, he's like not there, and that's a big deal.
Well, I think generally, what do you want? Like, what do you want? Like, objective-wise, for all of you, what do you want to see happen? What are you looking to achieve? What are you looking to do? Like, what is something that you really, really, really want to do very badly?
I don't know. I mean, I've kind of abandoned the idea of rescuing the people.
Fern very much wants to rescue these people, but also wants to find her brother. That's, like, her...
Sure.
Her big idea that she doesn't want to make too obvious to anybody else is that her brother is on the other side of these balls somewhere because Frank said so.
Mm-hmm.
So she has that like super burning desire to go over to the other side almost at all times. Like it's just, it keeps calling to her. But she would like to also get rid of the monster because there's obviously a monster that's tailing them as well as government agents now. So they're in a pickle, and that would be great to somehow get to a space where she can like bring her friends and we as a group can find out exactly why this is another dimension in the first place. Like, what is it? Like, I mean, that's it seems like such a obvious goal, but at the same time, it's so important to not just let it go, right? Like when Alistair was walking away, that was the most angering thing because it was like, oh, you're fine now. Yeah, but we have no answers. And that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I think Eddie is sort of starting to piece together that something bad is going to happen. And I think he just wants to avoid that or try to avoid it and try to prevent that from happening because he knows it's going to. Sure. He just has, I feel like he's just sort of got this foreboding sense that something bad is happening and that they're involved somehow and that by doing nothing, it's not going to prevent it.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the big key is being willing to take that crazy step together as a team to get answers, but do something really wacky. So, you just have to accept that, like, there's going to be some weird shit, and you're going to have to turn and face it. And if you're together as a team instead of alone, it'll probably work out for the best. we will see, I suppose. All right. Well, that is it for this post chat. We'll be back with another episode soon. But thank you all for supporting the Roleplay Patreon. And thank you all for watching and more to come. Bye, everybody. Bye.